Hello, Neil here. What you're about to watch or listen to is an extended interview with Pep, who's excellent company, predominantly about coaching. It was done before the Brighton game, and the reason why I'm saying this is obviously, as we know, there was a hell of a lot of football between then and now, and things were a little bit different from a Liverpool point of view, obviously, throughout that period, both ups and downs all the way through there. But we did it before the Brighton game, and I think it's important to know that, both in terms of what he's saying at times and also where some of my responses are. So in general, I just wanted that additional bit of context to be dropped in here. Do check the book out, Intensity. It is so worth reading from a Liverpool point of view around last season. It was a pleasure to get some quality time with him. But anyway, here is the interview that took place 2 or 3 days before Liverpool kicked off against Brighton.
This is the one that I enjoy. This is the fun one. It's Neil Atkinson with Pep Linders talking about the book, Intensity Inside Liverpool FC. Listen, I think if you're listening to this, you subscribe to the Anfield Wrap, you'll already have bought the book. And if you haven't, you'll be buying it at the back of this. But we're not going to talk much about football. I want to talk to you about John Wooden. I want to talk to you about Make Each Day a Masterpiece. I want to talk to you about the Pyramid. And the importance of that. I want to talk to you about how influential this has been on you, and not just almost, I think, how you see football, but almost how you see coaching, how you see life. I get the impression from the book, you're someone who genuinely believes in the development of people, the development of young people, but the development of people. And that's the John Wooden thing. And when I was reading the book, before you even mentioned John Wooden, I was thinking John Wooden, John Wooden, John Wooden, and there it is.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail. What to add? I think you give my answer.
So that is, it did have that deep and profound an effect on you. We discovered John.
So you meet many people in life. Loads of them, they pass by and you get nothing to do. Some stay and some make like an impact on your life, which you could never expect. Jürgen is, example, one of them. Vitor Fraat is one of them from Porto. Ricardo Muniz from PSG, I know, was one, but I'm trying to say, but there are people you read about or you get excited about, but you never met in person, but they make still like a huge influence. Can you imagine? A lot of religions are going in like that. What I'm trying to say is that John Wooden, the first moment I start reading, it was so close to what I already believed in or what I thought about. And when I read his quotes and how he can capture in 3 sentences much more than people can capture in 3 books, for example, mm-hmm. that about life and about development and believing in the process.